Well, we are joined here once again with the Rancho Boys. Now we got Devin. We got Devin in the building.
I'm not lagging it for once.
and we got Sage.
We just had Sage
in the building.
Hey, I definitely want to know though. I want to know who's actually the drippiest in the Rancho Boys. Like,
it's
who?
Sage, bro.
No, I mean, come on.
Bro, you got the nose piercing, bro. That elevates you over.
Hey.
What?
I'm still here, y'all.
I feel like I have a nose piercing too.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah, me too.
That's so awkward. I feel like he has a nose piercing too.
I think his whole time kind of stands out though.
I'm hitting the side eye the whole time tonight. I'm hitting you with a side eye.
Oh shit.
Oh man, for y'all listening, Rex, our dog is just bouncing on top of everybody.
Hey, yo.
Wait. It didn't have to be a hey, yo, actually. Bouncing is a very PG word.
Not bouncing on everybody? I don't know.
That's not PG. That's a little rated R.
Hey, yo is right. So yeah, we're going to jump straight into it, and we're going to talk about, we're going to expose everybody's DMs today.
I have a question, Jimmy. Yes. Which camera should I look if I want to talk to the people?
If you want to talk to the people, that one right there. Yeah.
She does the death stare, bro. She says like everyone shut up, and then she does the lock in.
Point the camera.
And she points.
Yeah.
And that's what you got to clip it for TikTok.
Yeah, that's what I clip for TikTok. That's what the people love.
Exactly. So, why don't we start off with Nick?
Okay. So I'm not gonna lie, y'all. We were talking about this before. Uh-huh. So when it came to like my messages and my DMs, for some, like ever since I was like younger, I never shot my shot. So even like when I like look through my DMs, my old messages and stuff like that,
yeah,
I have like no messages of me actually flirting with girls. Cause I never really got girls when I was little, I'm not gonna lie, like even in high school.
Work.
And then like even recently, the only DMs that might be flirtatious mm-hmm. are only from people that DM me first. I do not shoot
my shot. That's fine, you know too. I mean? You have those pulled up.
I have a couple, but they're just like, they're more so on like some like, oh, you're cute. Like, what's your snap?
And then what happens in the snap?
I can't tell you. That shit gets deleted.
You don't be saving them?
Hell no, I don't be saving them. I be setting them at like 2 a.m. I don't want that shit saved.
He's horny. Yeah,
he's horny.
Hey, he's
horny. After what time is it kind horny of
horny
like,
hours is 12 o'clock.
What are horny hours? 12 o'clock?
12 o'clock, saying, 12 o'clock to 2.
I'm saying 12
to
3.
12 to 3.
Because 3 is when you like...
That's all I'm old, bro.
What's horny hours
like,
for you?
Like 10 p.m.
You're lying to me. No. Oh God. I need an actual like horny hours. You're saying 10 p.m. is when you're like, yeah.
Horny hours are like when you're like, kind of fucked up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Remember, Jamie's 27, right?
26. I'm 26.
Hey, what's that? Hey, what's that Kevin Hart meme?
Damn.
Nah, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, when he was
the one where he's like,
old,
he's like, oh, I'm 50. Damn. Wait, 10 p.m. though, Jimmy? 10 p.m.?
Well, on a weekday?
Even on a weekday?
What about a weekend?
On a weekend? All right.
You're out with the boy. All right, you're out. You drinking. You're having fun. Time of your life. And you start.
At 4th of July.
Oh my gosh. When Jimmy was like, y'all making me want to call my ass.
I don't remember this. I need to hear a backstory.
This was right when we bought a dip to the elevator.
Yeah.
And then I was just like,
why did you say that?
And then Marlon and Cynthia was.
What happened before that?
First of all, Cynthia was like, oh, I miss my mans. Or somebody. Marlon was like, oh, I need my dick right now. And then I'm like, I thought we were going out to dinner, guys.
I do remember this. Dude, that was late as fuck, though. That was like 3 a.m.
No. That was like 1 a.m.
I do remember Jimmy just being like, I remember it being silent. Jimmy just being like, damn. Y'all making me want to call my ex. I do remember that, actually. I forgot.
Go check out the Fan House for early access to these podcasts, as well as extended cuts and a whole lot more. What gets me through these podcasts is gamer subs. My favorite drinks to drink is a nootropic. Keeps you alert, focused. So if you guys want to try a free sample, click on the first link down below. Go listen to this episode on Spotify. The link will also be down below.
I didn't know what led up to it, though.
I mean, we were planning to go to the Korean barbecue together as a unit.
Planning that for a minute.
Right.
Yeah. And they folded. The girls folded.
The girls folded, yes.
You guys folded. Yeah. But that, I mean, okay, so 1:30 a.m. So you're saying like regularly on a weekend is like 1:30 a.m.?
On a weekday?
Weekend. Let's do weekend.
Yeah. 1:30 when, like, you know, some people from the squad is excusing themselves.
Okay.
To get some dick or to hit up their booty calls. Like, normally, like, I would say I have pretty, like, strong willpower. Right, I have good self control.
All
right,
okay.
But then once I see a couple,
I'm not gonna lie,
yeah, bro.
I'm a cute bogey, Jimmy. There are so many nights where I'm just like, I am so ready to go home, and this motherfucker right here,
bro.
There are so many nights where I'm just like, I'm ready to go home, and Sage would be like, damn, like let's go find out where the girls are at, like like let's find out who's up, and then I'm like I don't want to, and then they'll start responding to him, and then I'll be like. Fuck.
No, you always tag along with him, and it's like 6 a.m. though. It's wild.
Yeah, bro, it's wild. Yeah. Bro, it goes to like a dead ass. That's like a normal night. The one when we at the night of that. Like that's like a normal night.
So what's the window? So what time does it start for you guys?
So it's like okay. So it's like pregame, like meet up at like 9-10 p.m. Right? Maybe Madu comes through. Right. Okay. Then it's party from like 11 to 1 or 2 a.m. Yeah. Madu leaves at like 11:30 because I don't know why. She's not like an outside type person, sure. Right? So then it's like 2 a.m., right? Devin's with us, Sage is with us. And then Sage gets this fucking idea in his head where it's like, let's find out where other people are at. And I'm like, I'm ready to go home with Dev. Dev's the one in my
I'm trying to find the next party.
Yeah, yes.
Dude, but, it'll be like 3 a.m. and like winded down completely. I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go, all that. So then I'll take off, but these two schmucks are like, hey, what's next though?
No, because I'm telling you this, wait, just wait real quick, Jimmy. This man's the one telling me in my ear, let's go home. I'm like, let's go home. And then this man, the devil. This man in my
head. I'm out here like, let's take a shot.
Take a shot. And I'm like, all right, like we're going home anyway.
Hey, 3 a.m. shots are mando though.
Yeah. I'll be like, all right, I can take a shot like we're going home, right? And then Sage would be like, let's go find out where everyone's at though. And then I'll be like, I'm down, and then Dev clocks out.
And then I wake up to like snaps at like 7 a.m. And then I'm like, ooh!
Yeah, until the sun comes up.
Holy shit.
It's pretty bad. And nothing ever happens.
I'm telling you right now, we'll find girls and we won't do anything.
No, oh, I gotta go out with y'all. This is why y'all on the show, homie.
I didn't even go lie to you, bro. The last time I was out till like 7 a.m., I was playing with the fucking dog in the living room.
Bro, hey, you know what? You know, I realized I have no fucking game. I was in Newport. Uh-huh. I was already pretty lit. I was dancing. And there's some girl, good girl looking females with me, right? And she's dancing like on me, like the side of me. I'm like this.
Wait, hold on. Those are completely different things, all right?
She's backing up into me. Okay, you know what I mean? Like, I moved just to make sure. You know what I mean? I moved. I'm dancing.
Wait. Why are you moving?
Just to see if she's really about it, right? Hear me out. Because if I just grab her,
it's not. He's like respectful.
Remember Isaac?
You don't wait. Let me make sure, is this the alley for me?
I got one thing. Nick, remember when we told Isaac to go dance with that girl because she was backing up on her that one time? Yeah. And he literally turned around, yiked on her, and she looked back in disgust, bro. Oh. And she was like...
Oh, so you weren't taking
and,
over.
And I was like, you know what? I'm not doing that. Yeah. I back up, dance with the homie, singing lyrics. All right. Comes again, dance on me. I'm like, I got no game. I accepted it and I walked away to get a drink.
Was she bad?
She was pretty cute.
You should have hit me with the, excuse me?
Are you trying to dance on me?
No, you gotta tap her on the shoulder. May I have this dance right now?
May I have this dance, me young lady. That's what you should have hit her with.
Mi amor.
Nah, but I mean,
the game for so long, it doesn't come back.
Yeah.
It don't come back.
This video was sponsored by Manscaped, which is the best below the waist grooming. And right here, we have the Lawnmower 4.0. Obviously, it's already been used because I need this. You know, the Lawnmower 4.0 features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to advanced skin safe technology. It also has a 4000K LED spotlight on and off whenever you need more precise shave. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, such as the Manscaped boxers and the travel bag. It might just be your one-stop shop for all your grooming needs. And like, honestly, I've been rocking with Manscaped since 2017. They were one of my first sponsors ever on the channel. I mean, they do wonders for male confidence. It makes your thing bigger after you trim everything. I think Manscaped is your go-to below the waist hygiene and grooming. And obviously the more you take care of your hygiene around your penis, the more attractive you will be, right? You don't wanna whip out your pants and the girl, ew, like, you know, she gags or she flinches, right? So I definitely recommend Manscaped. And yeah, so that being said, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code DOWNBADSHOW at manscaped.com. It's smooth sack summer, all right? Get on board or get left behind. Let me check your sack, Gabe. Let me peep that sack, bro. You clean? You good? Oh, damn. I know you've been rocking with Manscaped. Come on, yeah, I put the entire gang on Manscaped. Everybody use my code in the group chat, bro. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code DOWNBADSHOW at manscaped.com.
Dude, this shit is actually fire.
The gamer subs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, shout out to gamer subs for sponsoring.
That shit's good as fuck.
Michelle Devin.
Yeah, I keep sipping on this.
Gamer subs.
They have different flavors? Huh? They have different flavors?
Yeah, this is green apple. Bro, they have like lychee. They have like fucking...
Can I use that shit as a pre-workout? Or is it more just...
It's a pre-workout for like working. For like...
So it's not going to get me like all jittery and shit like that. It'll lock me in. It's going to lock...
It locks you in.
I need to get some of that shit.
You got extra on deck?
Yeah, bro.
Give you a hold down and get some.
Let's take one before a fucking podcast.
Nah.
You know, okay.
No. Bro, I just put you onto the sponsor, bro. Let them give you some money, too.
I'm down. Yeah. I'm down.
Wait, what do you mean it's so long?
Like you
it's
missed your just prime. Like,
miss. No, you. Oh, no.
What do you mean?
Oh, you. There's no. You are beginning your prime, my guy. Yeah.
Listen to the old man. Listen to the goat. Let's hear it.
Oh, shit, bro. Wait. What was your, like, last relationship?
Like my last girlfriend?
Yeah.
Like 4 years ago now? Three?
Four years ago?
You wouldn't count the most recent one?
We weren't boyfriend and girlfriend. Gotcha. It was to that point, but not really. That's been like a thing for like years and years. Okay. Yeah. But.
Yeah. Well, okay, so.
I wasn't with him when this all took place.
What's the last L you took at the club?
Last L, okay. Oh, this was years ago, though. I remember, Sage got a point. Like, when we go to the club, it's usually, like, us getting lit and, right. like, kicking it, like, with the boys singing lyrics. Yeah. And maybe there's, like, a girl at the end of the night that we're talking to or chatting up, but yeah. I can't close.
You can't close?
Nah, I can't. Not on, like, someone random. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm able to, like, go up to them, chat them up, have, right. like, a flirty-ass conversation. Yeah. Like, it's fun as fuck, get the socials, but I just can't close at the end of the night.
Wait, are y'all close? Are y'all, like...
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know if it's because I'm like, I've had too much in my system to like comprehend what's happening, uh-huh. or if it's just because like,
That's happened to Gabe before. Gabe? Yeah. Gabe's gotten a little too drunk and then his game just.
Yeah, and then, the thing is like, I got the game though, but I don't know, like I said, I don't know if it's because I have too much in my system or if it's because like, I just don't want to, but like, mm-hmm. I cannot close. Like that's my biggest problem. Mm-hmm. It isn't like the start, it's the close.
Right. I ain't gonna lie. I think this is a good segue to the next video that we gonna do at a club.
Oh
yeah.
I think then I'll show up.
See, if I'm with the boys and you go if I'm with the boys and you guys go, I double dog dare you to go talk to that girl, I will go. I will fucking do it. I will fucking go and do it, bro. Tell me I'm wrong.
Double dog?
If you dare me, I'll be like, nah. Double dog, I'm out.
Nah, I'm gonna hit you with a triple dog.
Bro, you hit me with a triple dog, bro, I ain't coming back. I'm not coming back, bro. I'm staying there all night, bro. That's it.
Oh, man. If y'all went out with us at commissary.
I think you're the person that needs to bring it out of me.
Yeah.
Hey,
Sage,
go talk to that girl.
Oh yeah.
Cause we don't really have people that are like that in our group. I'm really? not of the boys, we don't have dudes that are like, yo, bro, like, go get her. Or, like, go at her. Like, she looked at you.
No. So, see, me and Gabe play this game called point and shoot. Right, so basically,
hey, yo, game over here grinning.
Nah, I swear, I lock in, boom, and then you gotta go up and talk.
Damn,
that's we literally hard. Shot a video where we shot it like Call of Duty style.
No fucking way. Is that up? Is it uploaded?
No, not yet.
You gotta tell me when that shit uploads. That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
I'm down to play.
Wait, that's crazy.
Wait, Lucky, I wanna play too.
Yeah, don't let Maru feel left out.
Maru, but I thought you said you don't shoot your shot though.
But hey, I might try it out.
If we double dog, there you go.
I saw Maru talking.
When? At commissary?
Yeah, commissary. Yeah, they were getting into it a little bit.
You lying to us on camera. That's what it sounds like, Maru. You say you don't shoot.
It was with the guy I matched with for the Tinder video. Oh, yeah.
So you already had like the icebreaker. Like it's already like you already kind of like knew him. And, like, well,
he was kind of smooth, right?
He was, but I did ghost him.
Oh, what did you say?
You can do, sometimes you could do everything right and you still
get ghosted. Ask Sage that right now.
What? You could do everything right and you still get ghosted?
Absolutely.
Read the Tinder messages.
Oh, okay. Let's grab the Tinder messages. Yes. Mario, you have something to say?
I got four matches, bro.
I didn't just ghost him just because, though. It's because I wasn't in a place where I should be talking to boys that during that time. So I was like,
I saw that in her notes. That's a script. Yeah. That's a script. She wrote that down to say that. Like, that's not real. No. She practiced that. Because she knew it was going to come up. She practiced saying that. Like, it's not real.
She knew the question
was going to come up. Yeah. That's a script.
These are from a while ago, right? Damn, this is 2020. Okay, so all my matches are kind
of. No. Hold on. Bring it here, bro. Let's see. So
it's like, this is the one that I try to, like, you know what I mean? With the line. You gotta get the line, though.
Hey, I want you to read it like you, like Neil deGrasse right now. Like, Neil deGrasse? You know the dude who's Cosmo? Never mind, just read.
I'm uneducated, bro. I'm sorry.
Let's hear it.
All right, so first of all, it's her name. Ooh, she kind of cute.
She cute as hell.
She's cute as hell. She got a little mole on her face. Or is that just the phone screen? No, I thought it was dirt.
It came up in the same spot in her face three times, and you thought it was a stain.
No.
Wait,
that's
is that the phone screen?
Huh? No. It's her.
No, it's her mole, right? It's a little beauty mark.
Yeah, that's a little.
Little beauty mark.
So Sage goes, knock knock. Wait, Lucy, the timing on this. He sends at 1 p.m.
1 p.m. You did this middle day, midday.
Midday. She responds 9 hours later.
I didn't even know that. That's a little embarrassing.
That's
now.
So bad.
Damn.
I'm crying.
Nine hours later. Who's there? Robin.
Wait, how? What was the timing?
Wait, I'll say. Nah. That was 40 minutes later.
Yo.
Wait, 4 minutes later you said
40.
Hey, I gotta make her wait though.
No, facts. Hey, she makes you wait, you gotta make her wait. Even though it's like a very big.
But when she got 8 hours and 20 minutes on you though.
Hey, it's chill. You know what it shows? It shows persistence.
I'm persistent.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. You gotta start from the top, bro. You interrupted him.
Sorry.
Who's there? And you go, Robin. Robin who? Robin, you hand it all over. I'm gonna need your Snap, Insta, and all that.
I'll give it a 10 out of 10. She should have on her knees and asked you to marry her right there. That is 10 out of 10, game.
Robin, your head. In
Robin,
your
you hand all your hand everything Robin. Over. I'm gonna need your socials. Like, I'm Robin. You.
Oh, that's tough,
right?
That is
10.
Tough.
That's 10 tough. Out of 10. That's her last.
Nah, this shit.
Yeah, I'm writing that shit down.
Hold on, I'm taking a picture of this. Hold on.
Nah, that is 10 out of 10, bro. Nah, that is 10
I'm
out of 10.
I'm using this on every single shorty. Hold on.
Hey, I have a question. Could you say that like to a girl in like real life?
Knock knock. If I'm just like this, like knock knock. Knock.
No.
Don't ever do that.
That's weird.
Boys, don't ever do that.
Right? That's tough.
You know what happened?
Huh?
She never responded.
Yeah. I guess she did.
And she did not respond.
She didn't.
What do you think, Jimmy? On God, Madu, you too. What do you think? Where did he go wrong? Or do you think she was just like, oh man, you know what? Maybe her phone dropped in the water. It broke, and she couldn't get her socials back.
Did I make her wait too long on the text when I did that?
No, you definitely did it. You definitely.
I feel like I'm mad.
You handed those messages to her with quickness, bro. Express delivery, one day.
Amazon Prime.
What if somebody said that to you? Like, how are you responding?
I would laugh.
You would laugh? Okay.
Oh, that's good. That's definitely solid.
I hate you, Jimmy, bro. I just want to make this known. This man did not need to read the timestamps, bro.
I didn't even read that.
Sage, you told me this before we came here, and I was like, that's tough.
That's tough.
And this man made him read the timestamps. Damn.
I'm sorry, I made it a little bit more dramatic.
Hey, wait, Mado, I want you to tell him the one DM that you got with the laughing emojis.
Oh, yeah, I'm like.
No, with the voicemail.
Okay, you gotta read. She got it. Yeah.
Okay, well, I got a couple. I was looking for more right now since that's what we're doing. But, okay, let me show you some, like, okay.
Let me see this.
Okay, nah, you have to turn on the sound.
Okay, hand it over.
All right,
so.
Play it in the mic.
My man. All right, so this is a DM on Instagram. All right, let's see this.
Damn, you're fine, girl. Nah, but let me stop being corny. What's up?
Damn. Wait, was that the McDonald's cat?
I don't know what the fuck that was.
He held it a little bit too long.
That was Trey Songz.
Are you sure that was Usher?
That was Trey Songz' burner account for sure. That was Trey Songz' burner account.
Dude, that is tough.
Nah, but let me stop being
corny. Corny. Let me find out.
You think you replayed that over and over and was like, all right, yeah, I should not send it.
No. I think Instagram does like you can only do one take.
Yeah. But then you send it. But how many times do you think that he listened to that and then he was like, all right, I'm gonna leave it there.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he was. Ba-da-ba-ba. No, that sounds. Yeah.
He hit the. Ba-da. Nah. I can't do that in one take. Ain't no way I'm doing that in one take. What time was that sent at?
Oh, let's see this.
Can we even see?
6 p.m.
Damn.
Yeah, this is right before dinner.
Damn. That didn't even hit horny hours.
Damn.
Like, wait, I have more if you guys
want. Oh, please.
Keep going.
Okay, there's another voicemail.
You gotta do the one that you showed us before we left.
Oh, yeah, it's this one.
That shit is so fucking funny.
No, but seriously, awesome. These make me laugh. Sometimes when I'm bored, I go through it just to make myself laugh.
But if you're laughing, why don't you respond?
Like, yo, that's funny.
They're not cute.
Have you, like, peeped their profile, though?
Oh, no, I don't even peep their profile.
That's what you realize, bro. Funny in the DMs is not gonna get you.
See, I thought funny in the DMs did get you.
You think he was trying to be funny? I don't think he was trying to be funny.
What, him? You think he was...
Nah, there's no way he was...
Exercise his vocal cords?
Nah. I don't think that man's was like I'm about to show off. Yeah, nah, I think that man's was definitely like... Yeah. Let me stop being corny. Yeah, I think he's.
I don't know, bro. He's sounding pretty real. He sounded pretty real.
Oh, shit, sorry.
You think he would do that in real life? He would do that.
I think that guy definitely sounds like he would do that in real life.
Oh, my gosh, that would be so.
Nah,
shit. I would love a girl to do that to me. Yeah.
I admire the confidence.
I really do, too.
Wait, hold on. The first message is, Madu, please notice me. Followed by the voice note.
Notice me, do you notice me? Yeah.
See that I think that one he's not being funny on. That one he's being dead ass. Yeah. I think that one he's being dead ass.
Dude, what?
Is that a Lil Mosey song?
No, but it was cute. I like the effort.
You think
though.
So?
But you didn't respond though.
Dude, I would never have the balls to send a DM like that.
Yeah, nah.
Nah, you know, I'm not gonna lie. From this point forward, I'm only sending those.
What would you say? What would you say?
Uh-huh.
What would you say? Like,
ba-da-ba-ba.
You loving it.
Hey, that might work.
Something's gotta get them, bro. It has to work sometime.
I don't know. Voice memos, especially if you only get one chance though. Yeah. If that's true, that Instagram, you can only send out like one chance. Damn.
That's bold.
Yeah. Dude, that's
props
hit or miss.
To you for that.
On the
seriously.
Spot. That's wild.
Yeah. Mara, is there one that you opened?
What do you mean open? Like reply?
Like, yeah, like a successful DM slide.
Y'all gonna hate me for this one?
Oh yeah. Yeah, tell me that one.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
shit.
There's one.
Are you talking about who I'm thinking of?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, hell nah.
Hey, I'm getting deja vu right
now. Oh, hell nah.
I'm getting deja vu. This is crazy. I feel like I talked about this before, but yeah, the opening line was, hey, what's good? And it worked.
That's it?
Yeah.
Now, let me see. I gotta run the background. Let me see his Instagram. Because a lot of times, Instagram is a dating profile.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, that's a great point, actually.
Yeah, it is. And like so a lot of times like fuck the DM, like the girl will look at your
see
profile.
I feel like that's just what it is, because she's even told us before, it's like if you're not attractive or good looking, that's what it comes down to. Like you can hit a girl with like, hey, what's good.
Yeah.
I can hit her with my fucking bank account, and I feel like she might actually
she might
just be going after the dude who's just good looking, you know.
Oh yeah.
Oh wait. That's a bank account. That was a bad one. If you're really good looking. What I'm trying to say is, if you're really good looking, I feel like that's all it comes down to. It doesn't really come down to like how like
so,
much you spend.
Good
on
game
times.
And like a six. A dude that's a six is gonna miss rather than like
in the
a
DMs? 10
with a guy.
In the DMs, yes. In the DMs, yes.
It's how well put together your Instagram is.
Yeah.
To what Nick was saying, I feel like if you're gonna DM a girl, I feel like Heywood's good might work better than like something like a voicemail.
Like corny?
Yeah.
Okay, well, not a voicemail, but let's say something like what Sage should go with. Like, not like knock, knock, yeah.
No, not the Robin one. I'm Robin your Insta, your socials. That one was fire.
You responded, are you responding to a knock, knock or like, hey, what's good? Both equally attractive men.
Hey, what's good?
Damn, what? Okay, no, funny, that's not right. That's not.
Okay, hold on. Sage.
Us funny guys are losing right now.
Bro. Hey, and I used to think that it was always the funny guys that would win.
I was about to say, no, typically you hear that, it's like the good line's gonna win.
But
like,
I'm telling you now, All right,
you know what? Y'all have a point because like funny guys, like when you're funny, like you're attractive. Like that shit, like.
Well, clearly not.
But like, okay, hear me out though. This, but like these kind of things, It's funny because it's corny though. You know what I mean? Cringy. Yeah, like cringy, corny. Okay, that's why it's funny.
So you for would pick the.
So there's a difference between like cringy funny and like smooth funny.
Yes.
You gotta be smooth funny.
Okay. Yeah. Smooth funny, for sure. Like that's way better than just like a hey, what's good. But I feel like when it's cringy funny though, you're like ah shit.
What do you mean by that?
I'm kidding. Wait, but what I want to say is I feel like funny guys only win in real life.
Yes.
Like on a one-on-one encounter, like in a one-on-one, I think if you're a 6 and you're funny, you might put the girl over a 10 that's goofy like face to face. But in the DMs, like over messages where they can only see like a face, the good looking dude's always gonna win.
You got a good ass point. I think that's what it is too. Yeah. Like on top of that, yeah.
That's my 2 cents on it.
Yeah. That's how it works. Wait, so Monica, can I see the thread?
He's blocked.
Oh,
the man
blocked.
Is blocked. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Now, when he initially sent that, you went on his Instagram, you scoped out the profile, right?
But how come you didn't look at the guy's Instagram when they did the voicemail?
Okay, because
the avatar was just whack, right?
It was an avatar.
The little profile picture, the circle profile picture, like.
Yeah.
It was an avatar?
Huh?
The profile picture was an avatar? No, or like,
it was just like your profile picture.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I'll be doing that too.
But also it's because, you know, like when people request to message you, like it shows their, how many followers they have. So like, I kind of like peeped that and he had a big following. So I was like, oh, who the hell is this? I was just curious, you know? Uh-huh. I was like, okay, I'm curious now, you know? It was at the top.
So you're telling me now that we have followers, I can just shoot my shot left and right. And then, all right, I'm down.
For sure, you guys have like, you guys have an advantage too because people are gonna be like, oh, this person has a lot of followers. Let me see what he's about.
I'm coming,
kid. It's more like you're curious about it, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I clicked on it, he was fine too. So I was like, okay.
I think they're not gonna think I'm fine once they click on my Instagram.
Is Nick like blue check?
Nick, you're a good looking man.
Wait, did he have a blue check?
Huh?
Did he have a blue check?
He didn't. Yeah.
Okay. How many followers?
He had like 30 something K.
Was he a model?
Okay. He's like famous. I don't want to get specific because I feel like people might know, but.
You might. I don't know. Like, actually, he's times in the basketball world. He probably will know.
He's like
you can tell him and have him just cut it out or something like that.
You can put that in. Are you cool with that? An athlete, but he was just famous in Japan, like, because he played in the national team or something like that. But I guess basketball. He was kind of known here too. Just a hooper, yeah.
It's kind of cool. I'm not gonna lie,
bro. These athletes stay winning, bro. Athletes, musicians, they stay winning over the funny guys.
You think in the long run?
No, not in the long run.
Okay.
Never in the long run.
Definitely in the short term. In the short term, for sure. Yeah. But I think the funny guy, you guys, it's a long game for the funny guy.
It's a long game.
Yeah. I've been playing a long game.
It's a good thing I'm good looking.
Yeah.
I've been playing a long, long game. I'm tired of this game.
When is this game gonna end? When is it gonna end, bro?
I'm in like triple OT right now, bro. Not
good. Wait, can I just say though, all of you guys are really good looking men, so.
No, thank
you.
Are
I appreciate it. Hey, you too, man. You too. Yeah, you're just a little old, that's all.
Yeah, a little bit. But I do my skincare, so I'm all
right. Nah, you look like
21.
Yeah, you look like our age. Nah, we popped out somewhere. Yeah. People be like, oh, he's so cute. He looks like he's 20.
Yeah. Oh, no, but I don't know who's telling you that. Who's saying that to me?
Dude.
I was an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Wait, I have a question, Jimmy. What's the youngest you go for?
Say like 21.
21. Yeah, yeah. I think the youngest I'd go would be like 19, 20.
Bro, it just depends on how mature they are as a person.
So, especially at our age, you know what I mean? We're at like a weird age where like you can't really go
young. I've met some very immature girls that are our age, and I've met some very mature girls that are like 19.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No, maturity, I mean, for guys, we don't even... I'm not even mature, bro. The fuck?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're not, yeah, I know. But we got hit with that the other day. Christine, like another girl on our podcast, told us, like, you guys are very mature. And I remember I looked at Sage. I don't know if you remember, but I looked at him, I was like, after we cracked like 8 dad jokes in a row, it was crazy. It was, yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't really think I'm mature, but like, mature. Huh?
I think love mature and mature.
Like maybe certain aspects. Certain aspects.
Communication, yes.
I can see that. With like maybe business and career, you might be
able to but. Overall, I wouldn't say that I'm mature.
No, like as just a dude, like just a guy being a dude.
Yeah.
I'm just a guy being a dude.
I also heard though that girls mature though a lot earlier than men though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, that their brain develops like a lot sooner than men.
And then when guys are mature, that turns them off.
Yeah. I can see that. Is that why a lot of girls go after like older men?
Yeah.
Just because
exactly
they can like match them.
What's the oldest you'd go?
24.
What? Really? That's the oldest?
That's the oldest, really?
Actually.
Asking for a friend?
That's a fucking lie.
No.
I'm kidding. Yeah, bit.
I think bit hit it with something, too.
Honestly? I would go for a 35-year-old. Yeah.
I would go for a mature woman.
Yeah. 30-year-old with kids.
Nah, with kids, no. Okay.
Wait. What age do you think guys are the most attractive?
Honestly, I don't think it correlates with age at all. I've seen some fine ass, like...
19-year-olds?
40-year-olds.
Oh, damn.
Fine ass dads. But,
If there was, like potential, like, obviously, not you're not DMing a dad, right?
Yeah.
Right? So, like, ideally, right, what do you think is the most attractive age group?
Dating-wise.
Age group, yeah.
Because you don't really be dating, like, around our age group, I'm not going to lie. You'd be going, like, out.
I'd be going, like...
Up and down.
Or, like, I don't even be looking, unless they're, like... I wouldn't go under, like, under 20.
Under 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But, no, I'm talking, like, peak male attraction. Like...
I would say, like, 24. Yeah.
Hmm. I like that. What about you, Jimmy? What's the oldest you're going?
So, when I was 22... I went after this girl that was 26, and we went on a couple dates, and I actually lied about my age. That's where I fucked up.
Damn. How would you tell her?
How old were you?
Huh? Like, girl. I was 22. She was 26. She was a career woman, bro.
Uh huh.
And yeah. And then when I lied, basically she asked me like, where are you in life right now? And I said I just graduated, and then. She had like a look on her face like,
ooh, did you say like grad school or anything like that?
And then I was like, nah, I just graduated my master's. And then I lost. That was a lot.
That's a great save. That's a great save. That's a great save. That's a great save though.
No, it wasn't a good save until she found out the truth.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, later on.
Did you like her a lot?
Huh?
Did you like
her? Oh my God, yeah. I liked her so much.
Okay, okay.
What was the difference between her and the people that you've been dating your age?
She was just like so mature. She made money for herself and she was just.
Did she cook for you? She cooked for you?
We didn't get that deep, but huh?
How long was that talking going on for?
Like a month, maybe? Okay. A couple weeks, a month.
You had a taste of success.
Bro,
success!
And I legit, after the first date, I was like, yeah, this is my first girlfriend.
Damn, bro,
and my bad.
That's tough.
It's super tough. And then we just had the same like interest. She was super bubbly. She was into me. Like we were into each other. I would say into each other, up until like date number two. When I
don't date number two.
Damn, that was pretty fast, man. Date number six.
Yeah, I'm scared.
When I spill the beans about my.
You only went to date two?
We went to date three. She gave me a benefit of the doubt for date three.
Okay.
But date two, I was like, oh, by the way, you know, I'm like, I got a house, but like, I'm 22. Like, I just
you slipped it in.
Yeah, I slipped it in.
in between like a bunch of like flexing about me being mature.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, I got a house. I make 100K. By the way, I'm 22. But you know, it's you know, I have a house.
Yeah.
I just bought a house.
That adds age on. That adds the years on it.
I just put a down payment, and then she was like, wait, hold on, rewind. Wait, you're. I thought you were talking
about my house though.
My house though. It's real. I'm house.
Oh man. And then yeah, I think it just went all downhill after that.
Really? You think that she like completely just lost interest just because she found out that you were 22?
I think so.
That's
think
wild.
So. That's a little weird though.
But like it does make sense though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you did lie, yeah. And it's like from the start. So it's kind of.
I thought it was a pretty funny lie though. Yeah. At the time.
Yeah.
Then you fell in love.
You know what I hate though? You ever been to like a club when you were like 20 or 20? Oh, actually, you know what? Have you ever been to a club where it was like 18 up? But like there's like 21 year olds that have like the wristband.
Dude, I got hit with that.
So I was like dancing, right? My friend's like, let's go dance with some girls. I was like, okay, yeah, you know what? I'm 20. I'm about to be 21 in like not even a month. I should probably get some, right? And I'm dancing. I go to these girls like in a group. Like, what's up, y'all? Like dancing, right? We're dancing. She's like, wait a minute.
Say, bro, I got
you don't have the plus 21 wristband.
I was like, what? And she's like, where's your wristband? And I was like, oh. I was like, oh, I don't, I was like, I'm about to, you know what I mean? I'm about to turn 21.
Yeah.
They're like.
Dude, no, when they, when they hit you with it, you're a baby.
Yeah, you're a baby.
I got hit with the same thing. And then, no, but the wildest part was I got hit with the same thing. This girl was dancing. Like, no dude was dancing like with her.
I remember that. I was right with you.
Right? And I went up to her and I was like, yo, like, let's dance. And then she looked me up and down. She's like, she looked and I had exes because I was under 21.
Oh,
and like, I had exes. And she was like, no, like, you have exes, right? And I was like, all right. Like, I was like, I can still dance. She was like, no, like this and that. And I was like, she's like, you're just a baby. She hit me with that. I was like, okay, fine. I walked away. And she like asked this one dude to dance who's like over 21. This was like just corny as hell. And I'm like, I'm right here. I'm like, I'm right here, bro. I just have X's on my hands, bro.
No, you're a baby.
Yeah,
stop.
I hate that, bro.
That's probably the one thing that you could do to piss off a guy. You're a baby.
You're a baby.
God, you're a goddamn baby.
I got a question. What can you say after that? You gotta walk away.
You're like, what the fuck? I'm not a fucking baby.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to play it. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Presser?
I know. Jump my voice out.
I don't know what to say after that. I choked up. I was like, all right, fine. Like, I walked away.
You're my babysitter. What's up with it?
I like that. Nah. I'm gonna take that one.
He was thinking though. You see that? He was like this.
He didn't say anything for a while.
He was thinking about it.
You can't do that in real life. I'm sure you're a baby.
That's a good ass fucking point though. Fuck. Hey, you were sitting there kind of quiet for a little bit though.
He was looking right there. He's like, you're a baby.
I gotta call me out.
Goddamn, nah, next time.
God, yeah, fuck yeah. I gotta know now. Yeah, I don't need to know more, but.
That's what you should have hit her with. Did she call you a baby when she found out you're 22?
Some shit, bro. Oh, yeah. Okay, so actually, I got ghosted, right? Ooh. After, yeah. And then I reconnected with her like months later. And then we went out for drinks. And then that's when, like, I was like, yo, how come we never, like, you know. Mm-hmm.
Continue it?
Yeah. And then she hit me with something like that. Oh my God, you're
just a baby.
Yeah, you're just so young. Like, Jimmy, you have a whole life ahead of you. What are you doing? Yeah. I'm a MILF. Stop.
God damn.
I'm like,
God damn. That's like the worst.
See, I got a house.
I am house. That's
what it's like. Man, we be having going on the craziest thing.
Yeah. That's how it was last time too.
That's our podcast on the regular. Honestly, like.
Do you bring it back to like?
I try to.
Carried away.
Yeah.
Bro, like I'll have 8 questions set up. And we'll get through 2. Yeah. In like 2 hours, we'll get through 2. But it's cool. I like it though. They love it. I love doing it. I love doing it too, cause I like when like it goes on tangents that I genuinely want to know about.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like that's the other thing.
So we're gonna, how about, I'm gonna have you guys, I'm gonna let you go through my messages.
I'm so fucking down.
So like back in the day, just to give some context, I was single for like a lot of 2018, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was like heavy on like dating apps and stuff like that. After I met my first girlfriend, I was like, I don't need to be like, I felt kind of desperate.
Got you.
And then, so this is like during peak whole Jimmy.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and then there was like a sliver of like a month between like my two girlfriends. Uh-huh. And then that's when I was also on the date.
God damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
what is this, Hinge?
This is Hinge. All right, so we're gonna start off with Hinge.
You are so ready to do this.
I wanna know why it's called the Down Bad Show.
I wanna give you like the best ones to read, because a lot of this is just filter.
He's in it though. I'll be seeing these messages, he in it.
Yeah. I have a lot. Oh, so this girl actually, I think she, whoa, hold on.
See, she looks better now.
So I think this girl actually took on a date, so.
All right. So this girl slides in his DM, says, "Oh my God, I was stopped by you at USC last year, LMAO. He said, LMAO, what video? She said, "I think you were like pretending to be blind." He said, "God damn it. That was literally the worst idea I ever came up with." She said, "LMAO, yeah, I remember you like waved to me and then said you were blind." And I was like, "Wait, didn't you like just see me?" There was just too many plot holes, LOL. Jimmy said, "The joke was that I felt your presence, but was just cringe. Videos are trial and error too." You flirting?
You giving her a life lesson, bro. Are you trying to get her to sell in the chat?
She said, run that back.
She said, the joke was
that I felt your presence, but that I was just cringe. Yeah. So like I was the blonde guy, right? Uh-huh. And I was like, the joke was like, I just felt like you were bad.
Okay. I need a backstory on this. Okay. So then she goes, "Well, I hope your flirting skills are better than your video making skills."
Damn!
I'm gonna give it to her. Hey, wait, I got it. All right.
Damn.
That was bad.
Okay,
all right. Jimmy goes, "Set the bar low, honey, because they are equally trash." Hold on. He's still going. "My flirting's super rusty right now." She said, damn, she's a boss girl. Uh-huh. She goes, "It's all good, at least you cute though. Are you in LA right now?"
Damn, okay,
girl.
He said, "You're so cute, I bet even a blind guy would hit on you." Big save. No, that's it. He said, "Yeah, I just moved to downtown. What about you?" She said, "LMAO, yeah." Wait, do I still keep reading?
Yeah, I mean,
She said, "LMAO, yeah, I just moved into my apartment near USC. Dude, I'm from the East Coast and it's been so hot here. OMG." He said, "Yeah, I see you from Boston. I can get used to this weather in the winter. I'm from New York, so I feel you on that." She said, "Ha ha ha. Yeah, I'll take this over snow any day. Oh, cool. How are you liking LA? I feel like it's so different from NYC.
What did this end up like?
So he said, "Lived in NYC my whole life. I'm ready for the vibe switch. Can we watch anime sometime and have you teach me Japanese?"
Okay.
She goes, "Only if you're COVID free." Ha ha ha. "Yeah, I'm down, but just gotta warn you that my Japanese is shit now." He said, "Aight, we gonna jog up your memory with some Naruto." "What's your number?"
It's Naruto, my boy. Naruto,
that's what I said.
Okay, yeah.
And then she hit him with the number. That's wild, bro.
That was a good save, right? Wait, that was good. That was tough.
Hey, that Naruto line though too, like.
"I bet are you so fine? I bet a blind man will hit on you."
Damn,
that's give me another one, bro. I wanna read another one. Wait, I ain't gonna lie though. You weren't doing too fire though in the beginning. Like, if she, you know how she kind of like led into it?
Yeah, she said, yeah.
Would you have brought it back if she didn't have like hit you with something so strong?
What do you mean brought it
back? Like, you know, cause you know how like you guys were kind of just talking and then she hit you with the, "It's okay, you cute though."
Right.
If she just said like, "It's okay," would you have tried to like
back? Okay, I mean, that was in a time where I was just like on Hinge just to see. Like I wasn't, and she was like, she was all right. She was cute, but I wasn't like into it.
Bad.
If I was like, you know.
Oh, she cute, yeah?
Yeah, she cute, she
alright. She a white girl.
She cool.
She know Japanese?
Apparently. Here. Give you another one.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay, so he slides up on this girl's like profile pic or like picture and says, "LMAO, you are deadass Asian Rihanna." She says,
"Is she not?"
She fine. I don't know about Rihanna. Let's see, she don't look like Rihanna fine.
She like I swear to God, as soon as I thought that was Rihanna.
Oh,
she looks like Asian Rihanna.
Really? No, she does. She's fine. Yeah, she looks like a
hot take. I don't think Rihanna's that bad.
What? No, don't talk to me.
Yeah, Queen Riri.
She don't got a five head like Rihanna.
No. 2004 Rihanna, like right before Chris Brown.
Right when she came, when she come out with like.
Chris Brown, why you?
I like it, come on.
Yes, that was fire. Okay, anyways, so Jimmy slides up and says, LMAO, you are deadass Asian Rihanna. She says, lol, I've been told. I don't see it. He says, there's your words of affirmation. You look like a beautiful celebrity.
So in her profile, so some context, in her profile, I don't know if she still has it, but. Right there. My love languages. Words of affirmation, physical touch, quality time, and service.
So you tailoring it.
I referenced one of her bios.
You tailoring it specifically to the bio.
Yeah.
See, that's where it's right. Okay. All right. So give me a second. So she says, thank you. Affirmation checked off the list. He said, dang, we can only check off the next two things off with a date.
No, dang, we can only check off the next two things with a date.
Got you.
Oh.
And she says, oh, what would that be? He said, let's find out eyeing emoji with the side eye.
I know you were digging.
And goes, what's your number? And she says, no, what's your number?
Hey, I like what? The girls you're messaging.
Yeah, they got it. Nah, listen. Hold on.
Jimmy, you look at that game, bro.
Hold up, all right. Jimmy goes, all right, let's take a step back. LMAO, how's your summer been? She goes, lol, why you trying to take a step back? You want my number, but I can't have yours? It's going. Been studying for DAT. Yours? ? He goes, when you make dinner reservations, you don't ask for their number. They take down yours. Let's fucking go! Let's fucking go! That is that.
Nah. I need a moment because I'm
different. Right now.
Jimmy, that might have been top three best lines I've ever heard in my life right now. I'm not even kidding.
I'm gonna say that back. I'm gonna say that back.
Yeah, that's what you gotta get nerfed, bro. Cause that was too good. That was way too fucking good. And the fact that it led up so perfectly. And you executed that bitch insanely.
When you make dinner reservations, you don't ask for the number. They take down yours.
Mic drop. Damn.
That's
wild. I need to hear a response to that.
So then he goes, what's the DAT? He goes, what's the DAT? Mine's pretty lit. Been enjoying LA for the summer. She's like, it's an entrance exam for dental school LA. No. What do you want to go to?
I think after that, it kind of.
She didn't acknowledge that fire.
She really didn't.
Damn. Maybe she didn't get it, because I lucky didn't get it at first.
Oh, you didn't get it?
At first, yeah.
Oh, okay. But yeah.
That should blew my mind.
No, me and Gabe were talking about this. Bro, sometimes you can't be too like, cue-y with the message.
Yeah. I haven't heard that word in a long ass time. That's funny.
If you are, sometimes they just don't get it. Bro.
Yeah. Especially Maru.
Yeah. I'm not gonna.
No, I know what you mean. You can't make it complicated.
You can't, bro.
Even if it's fucking fire. Yeah.
I think that was like maybe a little bit.
Hey, I got it though.
I know.
That's wait. So what do you want me to pick up at?
No, I'm not gonna lie. It went kind of downhill after that because we just talked about it. The conversation.
Did you get the number?
Huh?
Did you get the number?
He didn't get the number.
Oh, you didn't even respond. He didn't respond.
Oh, I didn't respond. Wait, why didn't that? Hold on.
He didn't respond.
Damn, Jimmy. Okay.
No. I mean, this was during tell me not. She doesn't look like.
She's pretty. She's a beautiful woman, but I don't know about Rihanna, bro. Hold on, I'm gonna use the restroom real quick.
Oh, yes.
I'm tapping in with the peeing again.
Okay. I need to go too.
I'm telling you right now, she looks like Rihanna.
That one especially looks like Asian Rihanna.
She's so pretty. Damn.
You know what it is for me?
That forehead, that cranium.
Like, who said that about Rihanna again?
Kevin Gates.
Like Kevin Gates said that cranium.
No. You never seen that?
You just on your forehead.
That guy's fucking funny, bro.
But I think this was during a time where like me and Gabe were just moving to LA. She was from New York.
You didn't want to get like too into it then.
I mean, the fact that she didn't give me her number, that kind of threw me off.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy. Nah, give me your number, like.
I mean, maybe I feel a little entitled to just have it.
So I'm a little cocky too.
Okay. So that would make me feel like the man. I'm not gonna lie. If she said, "Nah, give me your number," I'd be like.
Yeah, I think that was her way of flirting. Like,
that's not even, yeah.
Maybe aggressively.
Yeah, aggressive.
That's really aggressive. Yeah, yeah. 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 Why do you want my number so bad?
Like, where are you going to get dinner? Oh, whoa. Is she college? Is she make her?
Damn! That's even harder. That's a good one. Fuck. I'm getting put on some game right now.
I look and want to hear more. It's entertaining.
We're being 26 for a reason.
Yeah, not the
best. For real. Hey, take notes, y'all.
This is, okay, so this is, I was 22 or 23, mm-hmm. and this is a girl that I actually, say, like, dated for a little bit, okay. like a month maybe, okay. and here's how the DMs
went down. All right, check it. So Jimmy slides in and says, "You going to Ezo?"
Izu. That's like a music festival.
Izu, okay. She says, "Ha ha ha, I'm thinking about it. A part of my rave fam is going to Cali for Labor Day weekend, so not sure who I'm going to kick it with by then. Are you going to Ezo?" He said, "The lineup for Ezo, though."
Izu.
All caps. Izu. Izu. Alright, so he goes, all caps. "The lineup for Izu, though. Is there another event going down in Cali?" She goes, "Ha ha, I know the lineup is fire."
Nah, they're going for vacay.
That's wild.
"So much for trying to retire from the scene, but can't you feel?" He says, you can't retire if you haven't been to EDC yet. EDC Vegas. "Did you go to the greatest day ever?" She said, you're right, and Ultra, and Tomorrowland. "I didn't get to go. I'm recovering from a stress fracture, so I had my friends record." Is that Rolling Loud? RL?
RL Grind for me.
RL Grind for me, LOL. "Did you get to go?" He says, "Wow, yeah, nope, you're not retired. You are in your junior year, yikes, yeah. RL Grind fucked it up. Homie's so lit, he got a new album coming out." She says, "Ha ha ha, I'm guessing you're a veteran then. RL is bae. I wish he was playing at Izu." He said, "You a headbang or you simp to Elenium?"
Oh my god.
He says, "Nah, you definitely cried to fractures or some shit. LOL." She said, he got her. She said, nah, he got her. She says, "Oh my god, shut up. LOL. How do you know I'd cry to fractures? LMAO. I will be honest. I'm into trap. So a lot of headbanging, ha ha ha. But recently I've gotten softer, so just started listening to Elenium and Griffin, LMAO." He said, "Bet, what's your number? Let me send you some headbanging tracks, RN. She says, "Ha ha ha, sure." Sends over the fucking number, man.
W.
Hey, that is great. You know why? Because I feel like he tailored it to the girl again.
Yeah.
You be yeah. That's what it is. You
in any of these, you've never like forced like anything.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
You've always gone along some with her bio, exactly. Something like you let her lead it.
Like the game that you put on isn't like general ass game. You be tailoring it like specifically. Yeah,
you got to, bro. And I find common interests. I find common interests that I'm into, she's into.
Yeah.
I mean that's how, you know. Shit goes down. And
yeah, but it's not like you were lying or anything. Like you were genuinely interested in like EDM and stuff, wow. Right?
Hey, you headbang. Wow.
I didn't know you were chill like that.
I didn't know you were chill like that.
Yeah, I didn't know I was chill like that. I'm pretty chill like that.
She's a cutie for sure.
I'm pretty chill like that.
She's a cutie.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You did? No.
Like,
but bro, tell me this. Wait, just real quick. Tell me this isn't a good idea. Don't it be funny as fuck if like all the guys popped like a Viagra before the podcast? Wait, hear me out. We all popped a Viagra and we would see who could last the longest.
Hey, yo.
I don't know.
It's not like a good idea.
The table starts getting raised. I mean, whoever could last the longest. Without
staying hard.
No, without getting anything.
Without getting a bonus.
In the entire podcast, we just have a podcast.
Bro, that's going to make me and Cynthia Christine feel hella uncomfortable.
We can sit on one side.
Three guys, bro.
Yeah, y'all don't tell them.
The table for sure going to get tipped.
Yo, here's the look.
The cup starts sliding. What the
take that, what's that one? Blue Chew?
Blue Chew.
Damn, that's mad sus, bro.